or right around 2:30 this morning, officers were dispatched to an apartment in the 1800 block of Holloman in regards to a report of a male that had unlawfully entered into an apartment in that complex. When our officers arrived, they met with the victim, who was an 18-year-old female and a resident at that location. They were able to learn that the suspect in this incident, who's a 26-year-old College Station resident, who is an acquaintance of hers, had arrived at her apartment and forced entry into the residence through a spare bedroom window. He went inside the residence, forced his way into the bedroom, where he confronted the victim, who had another person there at the apartment with her. The suspect then made comments about possibly harming himself and proceeded to obtain a knife from the kitchen area and then locked himself in the spare bedroom. We removed the two individuals from the residence. We began to attempt to contact this person, verify their well-being. This was unsuccessful, so we activated our hostage negotiation, our SWAT teams. They responded to the scene to attempt to contact the suspect and safely resolve the situation. They were able to communicate with him for a short period of time. Shortly before 5:30 in the morning, the suspect had cut off all communications with our negotiators, and they heard what they believed to be sounds of the suspect attempting to harm himself. So they went ahead and forced entry into the bedroom where the suspect was detained. He was secured, and then he was transported to a local hospital for treatment of some non-incapacitating self-inflicted injuries. Victim, the resident of the apartment there, has elected not to press charges for the offense of criminal trespass of a habitation. We did have to evacuate some local apartments around that area for the safety of those individuals, and it was approximately about a 45-minute process between the time that that they were out of their houses.
So what led to the evacuation not taking place until a couple of hours into the event?
The individual we knew was only in possession of a knife, things of that nature. So at that point, we knew that the person was not able to harm anyone around. But if it were to escalate into a situation where we would have to make entry with the officers having firearms, we went ahead and made the decision to go ahead and evacuate the people from the nearby apartments in the event that something were to happen. There wouldn't be anybody in the surrounding apartments that could possibly become harmed.
The two that were already in the apartment, when were they? When did they leave?
Right after the arrival of the officers. We pulled them out to speak to them to begin to gain information as to what had exactly led to this situation. So they were removed almost right from the beginning.
You make reference to the relationship being an acquaintance. Was that a friendship, or there was something more to the relationship between the occupant of the apartment and the one who barricaded themselves?
It's a situation where it would depend on who you asked as to what the status of the relationship was. But the bottom line being that they did know each other, that it was not a random apartment or a stranger, anything of that nature, that was had the residents forced into.
The man that entered the apartment, did he force his way inside, as in breaking down the door or breaking a lock, or was the door unlocked or the occupant unlocked the door and let the guy in?
The information we received that he had forced his way into the bedroom, the specifics of which, that information I do not have at this time.
Any idea about the amount of property damage, if there was any?
That I'm not 100% sure on, but we're working with the management of that location with regards to any damaged property.
All protocols followed as they should be in this sort of situation?
Absolutely. It was a situation that, we're glad that there were no further injuries, that we were able to make contact with all the individuals, ascertain what was going on, and receive the necessary medical attention that they needed.
No complicating factors?
No, sir.